This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 61 through 64. Lead me to the rock. My soul waits for God alone. Trust in Him at all times. My soul thirsts for You. And hide me from the wicked. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Open my lips,
and my mouth declare Your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Christ has appeared to us.
Oh, Lord, let us worship Him. Oh, Lord, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Christ has appeared to us.
reading from Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I commanded him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, 'How may we know the word that the Lord has not spoken?' when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is it that you listen to? We hear things from people all day long, right? But who do you listen to? Well, we need to listen to our spouses, right? Unless, of course, it's Sunday and football's on, especially like Super Bowl yesterday. Congratulations to the Eagles. That's when they should really wait till halftime. If you're smart right now, you're listening to your professors, right? Hopefully you're not tuning them out. But we do that all the time, don't we? We tend to tune people out sometimes when they say things that we don't really want to hear, especially today. It seems like everybody's saying something to us. Politicians, pastors, teachers, parents, friends, relatives, all the time, and they contradict each other. This news outlet is telling you this, that news outlet is telling you that. Your parents are telling you to do this. Your best friend is telling you to do that, and your spouse is telling you to do the other thing, and it's all coming at you all at the same time. Who can you trust? Who can you believe? Who is it that you listen to? We're a little weary sometimes, aren't we? And if not, we really should be. Because sometimes there are people who are telling us only what they want us to hear. They tell us what they think we need to hear. But we don't always get the whole truth. I guess we would call that a lie of omission. It's not like what they told us isn't true. It's just we didn't get the whole story. It always for our own good, at least that's what they tell us. And you get that a lot with kids, right? Dan, I had a little accident. I scraped the car in a parking lot, and you know, it was just minor. It was no big deal at all. And then you go out and the front bumper is sitting in the back seat of the car because it was ripped off, right? I just want you to know I'm not speaking from personal experience. I'm just vocalizing one of those great fears I always had as a parent. My point, of course, being sometimes you don't always get the whole story from people. And that brings me back to my original question. Who do we listen to? Who can we listen to? Our reading for this morning helps us answer that question. Deuteronomy tells us, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly. Moses speaks these words thousands of years ago, but they are just as relevant today for us as they were then. We must listen to this prophet, the one the Lord God will raise up. But our reading this morning also has a word of caution. We don't listen to just anyone. We can't just plow headfirst into something. There's a warning. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And the sad part is sometimes these false prophets, well, they're not all that easy to spot. That's why so many people fall for their message. And I think you know what I'm talking about. These are the people who say, if you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart, then you aren't truly Christian. If you haven't had that epiphany moment, that conversion moment, that moment in your life that has driven you to your knees with your hands upraised and you cry out, Jesus, I accept you into my heart. If you can't point to that moment of your life, you aren't truly Christian. But do we really want to give Jesus our heart? That cold, uncaring thing in our chest, black with sin. Would we really want to give that to Jesus? On top of that, have you had that moment of conversion? Have you been driven to your knees? Cried out, Jesus, I accept you into my heart, proclaiming that you've given your life to him. I know I haven't had that moment. What about those people that now tell you good is bad and bad is good? God doesn't really speak out against same-sex marriage. Love is love. Whatever makes you happy, just go ahead and do it. That means if you feel that you're a woman, even though you're a man, then maybe you really are a woman. And who are we to tell you it's wrong? God's word doesn't speak out against that. I mean, it does say God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. But I mean, you can't take that seriously. The Bible only contains God's word. It isn't God's word. We can shape it to fit what we mean, what we really want our lives to do. It shouldn't tell us how we have to live. God is about love. He's all about letting you live your life the way you want. Sound familiar? I'm pretty sure it does. I've heard all of that and much more. Which means I know that all of you have heard it too. And praise be to God, you will never hear that from this pulpit. Not in any true way, anyway. I can say without reservation, you won't hear that from this pulpit. When you get out into your congregation, you aren't going to be preaching that. It won't be easy. The world is going to tell you you're wrong. The world is going to tell you you need to get with the times. You need to grow up. You need to stop being so narrow-minded, which is why we never need to forget these words from our reading this morning. The prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And so I say this morning, praise be to God from this pulpit and from your pulpits. Despite everything going on in the world, we will only preach the word of God in its purity and truth. Here and in your congregations, we will only teach and preach the full word of God, because we know where that word comes from. We know the true prophet that our reading speaks about. The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. And of course, we all know Christ is that prophet. Why is it we listen to him and to him alone? Are you ready for this? It's not complicated. We listen to Jesus and to him alone, because he is the only way to salvation. And that's it. No big drawn out explanation, no deep, heavy theological discussion. We listen to him because he is and always will be the only path to salvation. Jesus has the word of truth. Everything he says, you can count on. He looks down from you at you from the cross and says, I love you with all my pure, sinless heart. He looks to you and says, you can't ask me into your heart. You can't accept me into your heart. I'm already there. I've been there the moment the old sinful man inside of you was drowned in the waters of baptism. We listen to him because the words your Lord speaks to you are the words of eternal life. No other prophet was raised up to free the entire world from sin, to free you from your sin. No other prophet was raised up to proclaim eternal life to all believers. We listen to him because he is the truth. The prophet speaks only the word of God, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And who doesn't listen to him will be called to account, and any who speak contrary to him will die. He is like no other. He only speaks the truth. He himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not only speaks God's message, he is God's message. He is the Word made flesh. He dwelt among us, carried out all of God's promises. His words from the cross, it is finished, are the words we most want to hear. God raised Jesus from the dead in his word so that your sins are forgiven. That's why we know he's the truth. That's why I say to you this morning, listen to him. Count on every word and promise that he speaks to you. Remember the promise he made to you at your baptism, that promise that says, through faith, you are clothed in him. He will never leave you nor forsake you. His promises are true because he is the truth. The promise of forgiveness he makes to you with his true body and most precious blood is a promise of truth, for he is truth. We don't settle for any imitation. We don't try to satisfy our longing for prophecy in the various ways of the world. We know who the prophet is. Know what he says to you. He speaks to you the truth. He does not speak to you the words of the world. He fulfilled all prophecies as your Savior. Believe in his promises and always listen to him. In his name, the name above all names, the only name by which we are saved. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty and gracious God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give us true teachers and ministers of your word, who truly fulfill your command and preach nothing contrary to your holy word. May we, being instructed, comforted, and strengthened by your holy word, do those things which are well-pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.